celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
And welcome, my friend. Toll free 1-866-405-8405. This hour we have giveaways. We're going to have a Pod GPS Wi-Fi pet tracker to give away in just a few minutes. Very excited about that. This is the new thing, these trackers.
I know. It's become very popular. I think that's really cool that you can look on your phone, a smartphone, and find your dog. Yeah, see where he's located if he's run away.
When I was a kid, you know, they didn't have any of this technology. You lost your dog, you'd make a flyer. You'd Xerox it for about 5 cents a piece, and you'd hang them around the neighborhood.
Put them on the telephone poles.
So much amazing technology, you'd never lose your animals now.
And you got a free lost and found ad in the newspaper.
Yes, I remember that. Newspapers. Those were the paper things that told the daily news, yes. Right?
Right.
Well, also on the show in just a few minutes, five pets that are illegal to own with Robert Semro. He'll tell us, I can't even imagine, I'm thinking maybe ferret, maybe not. Depends where you are on that.
But oh, I can think of a few.
How about a sloth? Probably is illegal to own a sloth.
I don't think too many people really want to own a sloth.
What do you mean? I'd own a sloth in a second. Are you kidding? I would love a sloth.
Would you?
Yes.
Oh, why didn't you say something?
Because I don't think you can have them. I think they're exotic, and I think that there's permits that you would need for them. And I don't think it'd be fair to the sloth, even though I don't think sloths...
I wonder if you can buy sloth food at PetSmart and Petco.
Yeah. Miss Lori Brooks in the newsroom with no sloths in there today, just Gordy snoring away in the background.
Miss Gordy, yeah.
What are you working on?
I'm not going to ask you to think too much here, but okay. I'll make you wait a couple minutes until we give you the answer. But what do you think? Are pets getting, dogs specifically, are they getting bigger or are they getting smaller?
Oh, I think they're getting fatter would be my guess.
I was just going to say fatter.
Okay.
Let's ask taller or shorter.
Taller or shorter. Okay. We'll have to wait on that. I would guess that they're, I don't know. We'll have to wait.
I've gone from tall to short. I know that.
In your business, Joey?
No, I'm talking about in my household. Growing up, we've had big dogs. We've had big dogs forever. And then the older I've gotten, I prefer smaller dogs. But that's just me. Hmm.
And let's head to the phones. We have Shirley on the phones. Hi, Shirley. How are you doing?
Hi.
What fair city are you calling from today?
I'm from South Pasadena, California.
South Pasadena? We were just talking about Pasadena. Well, so what's going on? How can we help you?
Well, I have a cat. He's about 4 years old, and he eats his fur.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Wow. And then he's got... From his belly on down, no hair.
All right. Is it just on his belly that he's chewing the hair out, or is it other parts of his body?
Well, his legs. All of his legs, no hair. Okay. There's like a ring around the upper portion.
Okay. What kind of kitty? Does he go outside?
We don't know. No. I know it has to do with the heat because when it was cold and in the winter, his hair all grew back. He did this last year, too.
Oh, okay.
And then he scratches a lot, and he's got now scabs and stuff. And he's so cute.
Aw. Cute, but bald on his backside, huh? Well, I'll tell you what, Shirley, you know, I'm going to say it's probably not heat. But anytime we have a cat that's chewing their hair out, whether they're pulling it out in clumps or barbering it and kind of chewing it and licking it so it breaks off in pieces, number one thing I like to look at is really evaluate for potential allergies or other types of skin disease. So in areas where we have fleas, I always like to make sure we're doing really adequate flea control, even if they are indoors, because if you have other pets coming in and out, fleas can find their way. So that's one very important thing to look at. But if we do see a seasonality to when he seems to have this problem, well, I would really look at allergies as a potential cause. And cats can be allergic to a lot of things. In a seasonal way, they can be allergic to pollens, grasses, environmental allergens like dust mites. So we really want to look at that. They can also have food allergy, but if the symptoms continue year-round, then I might think more food allergy. But seasonal, I'd say, maybe we have a cat that's allergic to something. So this would be something to, whenever I'm presented with a cat like this, I would like to do a couple things. And the first things we want to do is make sure we don't have some infection-type problems that are going on, whether they be parasites like mites or things like ringworm, which are a fungus. So a good visit to your veterinarian's in line to make sure we don't have those things. And that may require they do a couple skin samples, skin testing to evaluate that. But then we need to really look at what's going to be the best way to manage things. And if your veterinarian thinks it is in an allergy type condition, then there's a lot of things that we can do. Sometimes we can actually test a cat for allergies. If you're not really willing to, you know, get into the cost or the steps of doing that, there's a lot of other options that we can try. One of the first things I do is I like to try a hypoallergenic diet. And I know I said that it may or may not be that because there's a season to your cat's symptoms, but a lot of this can overlap. So putting them on a novel protein diet or a hypoallergenic diet as prescribed by your vet can be a really good thing, simple, easy for you to control. The other types of steps that we do might be things that are medications, things like antihistamines. So there are some like chlorpheniramine or cyproheptadine that we can give to cats that can be helpful. Other steps we might use, fatty acids, just like we do in dogs with skin disease. That could be something you can use for cats to help manage their symptoms. And then for some cats, we'll look at steroids, either in pill or injection forms, to give them that relief so that they don't scratch, chew, and cause themselves harm. But the other thing that, you know, before we say, oh, gosh, you know, here's a, I hate to say, you know, here's a shampoo or a cream or something you're going to use, because in most of these situations, it's something we really need to address medically. Allergies, skin infections, parasites, and believe it or not, some cats will actually do this to themselves in the area you're describing when they have medical problems. And I've commonly found that cats can have bladder infections and chew the hair on their abdomen. I've had a cat with anal gland infections chew the hair on their abdomen, as well as even cats with spinal arthritis. So even if you don't suspect there's something else causing it, talk to your veterinarian, because a lot of times we'll find out, you know, the kitty also has an inappropriate urination problem, is peeing in spots he shouldn't. Well, that might clue your vet in to say, okay, let's make sure we check that urine sample and maybe do a little blood work and make sure we're picking the right disease that we're treating, because that's really the big thing here. And I didn't ask you, Shirley, if your vet had tried anything, if you'd used any medications?
No, I haven't been to the vet with him. The only reason why I haven't is because when it got cold, he didn't do it, and his hair all grew back from last time. Mm-hmm. But this time, you know, our weather goes from so high to so low in the day's time, and it drives the cats crazy.
Yeah, well, I think that the good news is that
I have three cats, and the other two are fine.
Yeah, yeah. And the good news is, Shirley, that if you haven't tried anything, there's a lot of things your vet can offer you and at least discuss with you. Yeah. But you got to get your kitty in the cat carrier and get her to the vet, and then we can work on trying to get some solutions.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Shirley, for your call today. Toll free at 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to any one of the Dream Team, Dr. Debbie or Joey Volani, right now. Well, this portion of Animal Radio is underwritten in part by Stella and Chewy's. You know, pets thrive when they're fed the same food they'd get in the wild, and meal mixers are an easy, convenient way to add raw, nutrient-rich meat, wholesome fruits, vegetables, probiotics, and antioxidants to your dog's diet. Learn more at stellaandchewys.com. And thanks, guys, for underwriting Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Hello, Animal Radians. It's Robert Simrow, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio List, 5 pets that are illegal to own. Okay, I know what you're thinking. Rob, if they're pets, they're certainly legal, right? Well, that's not necessarily the case, depending on the state or the city that you live in. There can be legal issues for having common pets that exist in different states or cities. Let's start with ferrets. In several states and large cities, including California, Hawaii, New York City, and Dallas, to just name a few, ferrets are illegal, and if caught, you could face fines up to $200,000 or even prison time. That's right, ferrets, the court jesters of the animal kingdom, and enough cuteness to power any world, are illegal in certain places. Some states do allow you to have them as pets, but require additional filings, and you must meet certain requirements as well. Next up is gerbils. If you're in California, you may be surprised to know that your state doesn't allow gerbils as a pet as they're considered a threat to the ecosystem. These tiny palm-sized pets are common household pets in many areas of the U.S., and they're easy to care for and handle while also being social creatures. Next up is the hedgehog, and no, I'm not talking about the video game version, but the super cute, albeit very spiny hedgehog. These fascinating and easy to care for animals have very simple needs and are quite adaptable. They're interactive, yet if handled improperly, they can use their quills to get their point across. Yes, I went there. The bigger concern is that there are certain states and municipalities who deem them illegal as pets and or have severe restrictions, including California, Georgia, Hawaii, Pennsylvania, and more. Let's not forget that there are also a number of fish and snakes that are illegal to own in various states throughout the United States. It's remarkable the variety of these species that are found legally in the homes of people in one state, yet they're not allowed in the homes of other states. And finally, I'd be remiss not to bring up the troubling movement to ban certain breeds of dogs and cats in cities and states across the country. From Bengal cats to pit bull dogs, traditional pets are increasingly under the scrutiny of the legal system. And while this list could go on for many days, I bring it up as a reminder that while you have rights, states and cities have laws. And I'm not saying these laws or regulations are right or wrong. I am, however, saying consider this when you're looking at adopting a new animal family member, and remember that you're responsible to know the laws where you live in regards to your animal family members. Don't make the mistake of assuming anything, or you may find yourself in big trouble and your pet confiscated, or even worse. Share your pet legal stories on our Animal Radio Facebook page.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 1313 to checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1313.
Vistaprint's semi-annual sale is going on now through Tuesday, July 19th, and customers are really excited. Perhaps up to 50% off site-wide has something to do with it. And it's really easy to redeem. Just enter promo code SAVEBIG at checkout. No space between save and big. 500 business cards start at $9.99. Postcards and flyers are 50% off, and banners and posters, they're 50% off. Go to Vistaprint.com now through July 19th and browse their wide selection of custom products. While you're there, save up to 50% off site-wide. Just be sure to enter promo code SAVEBIG at checkout.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.